Hello, everybody, and welcome back to All Sports Best. You're here with Trey, Ruben, and Dylan as we do an original here for you. And we're kind of going to break down the Major League Baseball World Series. I had to say the whole thing out because it's exciting for me. But, guys, first and foremost, what are you thinking about this World Series? Like, how exciting is it kind of building up to this with two huge market teams?
Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, these two teams are...
You really sound like
I'm
it.
I'm so excited.
Maybe I need to pump it up a little bit. I'm excited because I'm a diehard Dodger fan.
Yeah.
But I don't mind watching the Red Sox because they got a lot of really good players, mm-hmm. and they're fun to watch, and their pitching is amazing. I mean, all that stuff. So I think it's going to be a great series. I think we're going to get a lot of people to watch it. I just think overall it's going to be a great time.
Sure. No, and I completely agree with you there. Dylan, how much are you focused in on watching this World Series?
I usually watch the whole World Series. Last year I only caught, a couple games, but definitely this year with it being LA and Boston, I'm going to watch every game.
For sure. Yeah, it's got to be one of the most anticipated World Series because of the fan base. It's two huge fan base, and you're thinking, if you don't like either team or you hate both teams, you're like, oh, I don't want either team to win, but I got to see what this talent, the hitters, the pitchers, the coaching, the everything, the fans, all of that stuff. But I wanted to start off with the payroll. I think that's kind of what starts it out. In the offseason, you make moves based off of how much money you have, how much pool you have, and the players that you have signed on beforehand. So, Dylan, you actually had some of the numbers for the payroll numbers for the Dodgers and Red Sox, obviously two huge market teams, Boston and Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles, I looked it up, and for the Dodgers, their payroll is at $199.5 million.
Is that throughout the whole organization, minor leagues and major leagues?
Yes.
That is huge.
That is a crap load of money.
Sure.
Like, I double-checked to make sure like it wasn't like a typo.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much money. And believe it or not, the Red Sox are at $200 million, so it's even higher than the Dodgers.
But still.
Actually,
it's
$228 million.
Oh, $228.
So it is a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I mean, $28 million, I know
it's coming in hot here.
That's chump change over there.
Yeah, it's chump change, I guess.
So what are you guys thinking about this? How much of an advantage does that play, if any, in this case between the two teams that have, top three payrolls?
Yeah, I think the only other payroll that I can think of that's right there with them would be the Yankees, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. If I had to take a guess, that's who it'd be.
Yeah, if you had to stab.
Yeah, if I had to stab somebody, it'd be the Yankees.
Yeah, if you had to stab somebody, yeah. So what are you guys thinking about this? I mean, the offseason, it's become a sport, basically, for GMs and stuff like that to go and say, we just got Giancarlo, Yankees did that. We just were able to persuade Manny Machado to come over here, Dodgers did that. The Red Sox, J.D. Martinez, you're up and coming, and you're doing better than anybody else in the whole world hitting. We're going to take you on. So with those three names right there, we're going to omit the Yankees. They weren't able to put it together this year. But between the Red Sox and the Dodgers, before we get into our whole chart on who's better in which areas, who do you think is more valuable at this time, especially in the playoffs, Manny Machado or J.D. Martinez?
Well, that's a toss-up. The only reason I say that is because J.D. Martinez has been more productive offensively, but he's been DHing. So, I mean, of course, in the World Series, he's going to have to play the field when they go to L.A., National
out.
League Park. So he'll have to do that. But, he can play the outfield. The only thing that's tough is they've got three good outfielders, really good outfielders. So it's going to be tough. He's going to have to find a spot. Maybe they'll put him at first. I don't know. They'll figure it out. But Manny Machado, he hasn't impressed me that much as far as big of a superstar as he is. I mean, his defense has. I mean, he's got the arm that can freaking do anything. But
no kidding.
His hitting has been a little less than amazing. Yeah. Hopefully the World Series, he'll step it up.
Yeah. Like Ruben said, I haven't been that impressed with Manny Machado. I actually watched a couple of the games, and he was just hitting into double plays, and then even his defense, he freaking threw that little candy hop, caught it, took his time, and then threw the ball in the dirt and ended up costing him a run. And everybody was kind of like, that's a big error in this stage at this point in the postseason. And so Like you said, with JD just, you know, DHing, at some point he's going to have to come in into the field of play, and by that they're going to end up having to take away one of their other, you know, really good players. And so it might, I think it might hurt them a little more than it's going to help out the Red Sox by trying to fit him into the lineup.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, in my opinion, though, I mean, JD Martinez, when he played for the Diamondbacks, it was pretty easy for him to become a huge aspect or a huge asset in the outfield. He did his job. Nothing fancy. You're never going to see him really lay out and make a super huge big time highlight catch. But I mean, even without him doing that, you're going to see him at the plate doing better than pretty much anybody else. And, of course, in baseball, hitting is much more valuable than defense. You can let a guy with, you know, a hole in his glove out on the field, but if his bat's hot, you're going to keep him in the lineup.
Yeah. See, I've always heard pitching and defense wins championships, but hey,
you have heard, you know, that, more about true. It
than I do, I guess. What I'm going to say is, which one of those three would you take out of the equation in the outfield?
That's tough. I mean, so that's a good question. I think that Benintendi, honestly, is the weakest link in that, in those, out of those three. Mookie Betts has been MVP material.
Yeah, he's been hot
all year long, and Jackie Bradley Jr. has been clutch throughout the postseason. I think Benintendi is better at defense maybe than the other two. It's a toss-up, I'd say, between him and Mookie. But if you're gonna force one guy out, you're gonna have to take the white guy out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't wanna get racist on that.
No, you can't. But
or nothing. But yeah, the only thing he did was make that amazing catch. That, of course, if it goes down, maybe it's a double, and maybe we're talking about the Astros and Bregman right now instead of talking about the Boston Red Sox. So, but yeah, what you say is right. What do you think, Dylan?
Okay.
I think if you're gonna take somebody out, I don't know. I'm kind of drawing a blank because all three outfielders are very good, and they've all, I mean, they've just been gelling really well in their lineup. And to take one of them out, I think it might, you know, throw like a little wrench. I'm like, oh, I'm used to this guy coming up behind me and, you know, knocking some runs in. And instead now it's like, okay, well, you know, now he's up, so now I got to do this, or, you know what I mean? It's just a different feel than they're used to, and they're going to have to do it. If it goes to seven games, they're going to play in L.A. for, what, three of them?
Three of the games,
so,
yeah.
I mean, that could be enough to mess up a couple at-bats and let L.A. in it.
I got pushed off of this segment a little bit because Ruben wanted to rush it over to Dylan. If Benintendi misses that ball, this is why I'm saying that he can become a little less important. If JD Martinez is in that spot, he hangs back, he catches this ball off the bounce, gets it in, Bregman gets a single, you know, maybe a run scores, it ties up, Red Sox are still in a good position. They won in five games, Ruben. This is not even an argument for me.
Altuve was right after him, and then he hits a bomb, and they win the game.
No. Altuve gets up to bat, he hits a bomb, it's deflected by a fan off of the glove, he's out, game over. I mean, it's not even a contest here, but back to that, I think that overall, if I'm thinking of the whole package, I'm thinking JD Martinez over Manny Machado in the locker room, you know, to the fans, everything. Yeah. I hate Manny Machado now. I just really don't like him anymore. Sorry, Ruben.
Well, I mean, I was talking to my aunt that is a diehard Dodger fan. Yeah. Also, we kind of text back and forth during the games. And the only thing I know right now, he's a rental. He's going to be with us for this postseason and hopefully help us get a ring. And then after that, hopefully he goes somewhere else. And Corey Seager comes.
Hopefully he goes somewhere. Get him out of here.
Yeah, Corey Seager comes back. I mean, he's an amazing shortstop and hitter, and I think we'll be fine. I just don't. The only thing I don't like about Machado is his attitude. Like, he doesn't care about anybody but himself.
No, he's really selfish. You know what I mean?
Like, and he's hot stuff.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if I mess up somebody else. I'm gonna do my thing.
I don't care if you guys think my hair looks absolutely stupid. I'm gonna wear it this way. I'm gonna play in LA. I'm gonna get the most money after this year. That's what it is for him. I mean, really, it is. So the next thing that I'm gonna bring kind of to the surface is fan bases. And I looked it up on the internet. It's very hard to figure this out because obviously you're not gonna be able to survey the whole world and say, hey, what fan are you, Ruben? You're a Dodgers fan? Okay, Dylan, what fan are you? You don't really have a team necessarily. Okay, so now we gotta put them in different categories. They did a Facebook data, basically like a poll. And they found out, give or take what the average was on baseball fans. So I'm going to give you guys the top five and you can tell me what you think about it. But of course, this kind of plays into kind of who's watching the World Series, who's not. The Yankees are number one. Did you guys have any surprise there at all?
No.
Oh, no. I figured for sure Yankees would be.
Yeah, Yankees number one. Obviously, their hats are really popular. Jay-Z wears them like constantly, yeah. Things like that. So I think even if you aren't a baseball fan, you know who the Yankees are. You just decide somebody asks you a question you want to kind of fit in. You go, yeah, I'm a Yankees guy. You know,
yeah.
Don't you like the Yankees too? So at 8.7 million is about the average is what it says on according to the Facebook stats. Number two coming in. What do you guys think?
I would say number two would have to be Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That is correct. Yeah. Boston Red Sox, 5.3. So a huge drastic change there with over 3 million in votes there. And then number three actually is the other team in the other dog in the fight. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers. But they take another dip by about 2 million fans. And then it gets really close there. The Cubs just under the Dodgers and then the Giants just under the Cubs, which is actually surprising to me there. But with the Red Sox almost being able to double the Dodgers in fans, do you feel that? Do you feel that in a fan base, or do you feel like the Dodgers seem like they're right there with the amount of diehards they have?
Yeah, you would think that they'd be as big as LA is.
Yeah,
you would think that they'd be right there with it because all back east, like we said, the Yankees is the biggest fan base in that area. And I would say West Coast, it was the Dodgers. So I would think that they would be closer. But, you know, I think the East Coast is more congested and there's a lot more people.
Yeah, there's a lot more teams.
West Coast. So maybe that's probably the reason.
I'm going to say that the reason, I mean, because I think LA has more people than Boston does. And I don't know. We actually should look that up.
That's it does. Me.
It does.
It has to have at least double.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to put that into effect here. The Red Sox have been in Boston for a very, very long time. They have history there. Fenway is one of the best parks, if not the best park. I want to visit that park more than anywhere else. But the Dodgers have been in Brooklyn. They've moved. And so I think that might be a good reason too, because if the Dodgers have been in LA for many, many, many years since the beginning of time, they might have more fans. What do you think?
You know, I don't think so. I feel like LA, you've got so many things going on, you know, the Lakers and all that stuff, but I mean, you've got Hollywood and you've got movie stars and you've got, I mean, the beach, you know what I mean? You got so much more to offer than Boston. Boston's like a historical area, but I don't think they've got other things that are going to attract their attention besides the New England Patriots and the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Celtics. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I think there's more.
The Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then Boston College.
Yeah. But see, I think it also has to do something with I feel like it's more congested over there in LA, but there's also more teams to choose from, like that are, you know, in your immediate area. Whereas over there in Boston, I mean, you got to go, you know, kind of far to find something. You don't have very many choices. And in Boston, I imagine they're like, oh, yeah. You live in Boston. What's your favorite team? And if you were to say the Mets, they'd probably freaking...
Yeah, they're a little more hard-nosed there.
Yeah, whereas in L.A., you live in L.A. and they ask you, what's your favorite team? You're like, oh, dude, I like the Giants. Oh, cool, man. That's just, you know, that's not very far from here.
You're stupid, but okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a little more, like, livable than...
Yeah, you stab them in the chest and then you walk away.
Yeah, well...
opening day.
And the reason that I say my theory kind of comes back to surface is that Boston's been there forever. I mean, think about it when the... Chargers went from San Diego to LA. Those guys became free agents. If you were a Chargers fan, well, guess what? Now they moved to LA. You don't necessarily like LA. Okay, I'm going to become another fan. You know what I mean? Now I'm a Raiders fan. Now they're going to move to Vegas. You know, now I'm another Chargers fan. Whatever.
See, I did the same thing. I used to be a Rams fan with Eric Dickerson and LA Rams. And then they ended up taking him to St. Louis. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be a St. Louis fan.
Boom.
Yeah. So I jumped off of that and said, the heck with it. And now they're back in L.A., but you've got the L.A. Rams, the L.A. Chargers. You've got the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. You've got
L.A. Galaxy.
You've got the San Diego Padres. You've
L.A.
got the
Disneyland.
You know what I mean? Everything. I mean, there's probably 10 teams. You know
L.A.
I mean?
Yeah. Little Caesars.
Yeah, exactly. Those are actually the best Little Caesars in the world. Dylan, I'm telling you this with a straight face.
Thank you so much.
Okay. MLB matchups. In the World Series, we've got two, like we said before, huge teams here. Blue, white, a little bit of red. And we've got the red, navy, and a little bit of white over here. Guys, we're going to do it based off of their different aspects of their team. So for me, I'm going to start this one off. It's going to be starting pitching, LA or Boston. And to be honest with you, I'm going to go Boston just with the starting pitching names, the marquee names they've got. I would trust the starters in Boston to take down the starters of LA. Ruben?
You know, I hate to say it, but I've got the same thing. I've got, because of Chris Sale, David Price, mm-hmm. Rick Porcello, and the other guy, is it Uvalde? I mean, I mean, we've got a great pitching staff in LA, but that one I think is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I also had Boston for my starting pitching. I feel like LA's got one or two that are really dominant, and after that, it's a pretty big drop off. So I just think all around the board, as far as starting pitching go, they have a lot of really, really solid starting pitchers.
Yeah, and I don't take any credit away from the Dodgers, but the fact that their pitching staff is a lot more inexperienced. Like you talk about Walker Buehler, Ruben, I know that you really like him. Really, really young talent here, and I think he has the potential to really dominate, honestly, do really well, but without really seeing what he's been able to do just yet, we don't know. Ruben, I'm going to let you take over the relief pitching.
Okay, the relief pitching, I'm going to go ahead and give the edge to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that's a big surprise because if you'd have told me that or asked me that 2 weeks or a month ago, I'd have said there's no way.
Yeah.
That's the weakest part of the Dodgers game. Mm-hmm. If they don't make the playoffs, it's because of their relief pitching, and if they don't do well, it's because of the relief. I mean, everything was like they need to put more money in relief pitching. But you know what? They've impressed me during the playoffs. I mean, Baez has done well.
Yeah.
You've got Alex Wood that, you know, used to be a starter that has done really well. Urias has impressed me, the young 22-year-old that 2 years ago was a starter, and he's had some good innings. I mean, there's a lot of good relief pitching that has Madsen. Madsen has been amazing.
That's what I was going to say.
He's and then, been of the course, one. Kenley Jansen. And to me, if you look at Boston side, you've got their closer, Kimbrel, that has been shaky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's at best.
He really has been his whole career. It's been like lights out, lights out. We talk about this with, what's his name? When he used to play for the Dodgers, he had the longest streak ever.
Oh, yeah, Wilson.
No. He had the longest streak ever. Come on. Glasses, Pine Tar, and hat. Disgusting.
He was amazing. Gagne.
Eric Gagne, who was literally the best pitcher, couldn't be touched, and then he kind of fell down and up and back and down, and then he kind of faded off. This is kind of what I see happening with Kimbrel. I agree with you on that one. Relief pitching, to me, goes to L.A. For that exact reason. Mattson's been really the one in my eyes that's impressed me the most. Real big dude doing his thing. But the fact that Evalde out of the Red Sox can come out of the pen and he throws absolute cheese really impresses me really the most from the Red Sox. Other than that, I really haven't seen a whole lot that's like, wow, we got to see this more.
Yeah.
Dylan?
And I promise you guys, we did not look at each other's papers when they filled this out. But I also have the Dodgers with the edge in the relief pitching. Just kind of to touch on what all y'all said. They just have so many quality pitchers. And then what you guys forgot to mention was that they also have Kershaw coming in on certain games every once in a while to come in and close
the World
a couple
Series,
games.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Yeah, they're going to have him come in and close a couple games. And he's filthy. He's, boy, well, I don't, we'll find out in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's one of them too that kind of gets shaky. Well,
yeah, and I'm the biggest skeptic on Kershaw. I will give him props in the NLCS. He came out, he did his thing, and you know, really did what we expect Kershaw to do when
every
he's supposed
time.
To do it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the World Series, I don't know. We're going to have to see it. I'm rooting for the guy. Really one of the guys that's easier to root for because he's such a good guy. He's funny, and he kind of keeps to himself. He's a Kawhi-esque kind of guy, but you know, you can kind of get along with this kind of guy. Dylan, we're going to have to start off with you on the hitters category.
Okay. With the hitters, I have my advantage going to Boston.
Okay.
Just because their bats have been hot the whole postseason. The Dodgers have just recently, I feel, got their bats going. A lot of their games have been really close, low-scoring games. Just the last couple, they really kind of, I'm not going to say exploded, but they started scoring more runs like they should have been. But Boston's been doing it all postseason.
Yeah, so Yes, in this case, I do give the advantage to the Red Sox. They had the most wins in the regular season. Postseason's been great for them. Won the ALCS in five games against arguably the best returning team maybe ever to come back from a World Series because they made it back to the CS again. So they were able to do that against some really good pitching as well. So I think that the advantage goes to them. The reason I wouldn't say the Dodgers, even though they have the marquee players, is because they just came off of a seven-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers, who had a really good season, but was their pitching really there when they needed it? They went to the bullpen more than anybody else.
Yeah,
I'm giving the advantage to the Red Sox. Ruben?
Well, I guess I'm going to follow suit, just like Dylan's been on the bandwagon with all of our answers. But I feel like with Benintendi, Bradley, Betts, I mean, all their position players, their young third baseman, God, I can't even think of his name right now. I'm drawing a blank. They're solid all the way around and they're consistent. They may not hit it out of the park every time, but you know what? They're going to get on base. They're going to make things happen. So they'll small ball, they'll long ball, they'll do whatever. Mm. So I feel like the Dodgers have been hit and miss. Bellinger ended up getting MVP of the NLCS, yep.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
That
because
says enough.
He got benched one game, mm-hmm. Remember, because he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, he's horrible.
And then he ended up coming in later, got a little poke base hit. And then after that, he just started figuring it out. Hey, you know what? If I just put the ball in play, things can happen. And he got a little bit lucky and they all kind of started doing that. And I think that helped them a lot because if not, they would probably be at home watching, the Brewers play.
Yeah. And your third baseman is Rafael Devers. Am I correct?
That's who it is.
Yeah. And he's been doing really well too. Really the Red Sox have this chemistry about them and this fun that they have on the field that nobody else has. With being the higher paid or the bigger payroll of a team, you wouldn't think that. You would think that they were kind of like the smaller market.
Snobby.
They love each other. Yeah. So I give them the advantage there. So I'm going to move into the fourth category for us, and that's home field advantage. Who has the bigger home field advantage? And I think that a lot of, I don't know about you guys, Boston, the atmosphere, the history of Fenway, I'm still giving it to the Dodgers on home field advantage just because the diehards in LA are just deadly. They would do anything for their team. I do see that kind of for Boston, but I've seen too many bandwagons, and I'm basing this off of the sample size I have here in Carlsbad. You see Dodger fans, they've been Dodger fans. You see Red Sox fan, they've been Red Sox fans since they won the World Series the first time in 100, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give it to the Dodgers just because, I mean, I love Dodger Stadium. I think it's awesome. I love Fenway better, but the fans, I'm giving them the home field advantage. They get up, they get live. Dodgers win this one for me, home field advantage. Ruben?
I disagree with you. I feel like Boston, because of the Green Monster and the uniqueness of the ballpark, and I just feel like
that. So you're saying that they have a home field advantage based off of the field dimensions. It's harder to read off the ball off the wall?
Well, I mean, because the Dodgers is more of a traditional baseball field.
Yeah, sure.
With dimensions, what is it?
Similar
symmetrical,
to anywhere else.
Yeah, symmetrical all the way around. But then when you go to Boston, you've got that Green Monster that's 50 feet high or however tall it is, and then it's got a weird curve and there's a bullpen
a lot
back
of angles.
There and and then it's just so different. So I feel like as an outfielder, you're going to be used to playing the carom off the Dodgers have never, the only one that's really got experience against Boston in Boston is Machado because he played for the Orioles for years. But everybody else is going to be like, oh my gosh, how am I going to play this off the wall?
Yeah.
That's coming up
sure.
from 30 feet up. And what I mean? So I think that's huge advantage to Boston. And, I feel like the fan bases are similar. Yeah. The Dodger fans probably get a little crazier because, they're just,
I like the approach you took on this one. But I like the approach.
I'll give you that. I'm actually going to side with Trey on this one.
Okay.
And the only reason I gave LA the advantage was just because they were there last year. And so, I feel like their fans, I'm not going to say the fans have something to prove, but, the fans are mad. I'd imagine I'd be pretty upset. So
sure.
I feel like they're going to really bring the heat. They want to win one for LA, and they're going to be really riled up since they, lost last year. So this year they're going to try to make an impact.
I like it. I like it, guys. All different arguments here. And I'm going to bring one more topic up to this point on the home field advantage. Boston has four games at home if it goes seven. Dodgers only have three. And so, I mean, think about it. If you have three games to be able to see as opposed to more, you're probably going to go, yeah, we can't mess up this chance. Last year we missed it. We never know if the Dodgers are going to be back again. We're going to move on to experience. Who wins in the experience game here? I think it's pretty obvious, but Ruben, go for it.
Well, I can take two different approaches. The first initial answer, of course, is LA, because LA was there last year.
Okay.
So their guys know what to expect, all this. But you know what? Really, it should be Boston, because Boston has been in the World Series in the last 10 years a lot more than the Dodgers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So honestly, I'm going to go with the Dodgers, just because last year is right, you know, it's still on the tip of their tongue, and they're
still,
you know,
fresh
they
in their mind.
Taste it. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So I have to say Dodgers.
And I was kind of going with the same approach with experience, because I went with the Dodgers because they were there last year. And like you said, it's fresh on their mind. So they all still have like a sour taste in their mouth over what happened last year. And they got a lot of players returning from last year. So I just feel like they're more well equipped for it compared to a couple players that were there 10 years ago or something in Boston.
Sure. And like I said before, I think it was, I thought that maybe it would be the obvious choice, maybe not. But for me, it's Boston. I mean, for me, it's the fact that if you've been there multiple times, the city kind of knows what's going on. The city's going to rally behind you. I know I said home field advantage, LA, but I mean, Boston kind of has been there. So they have an expectation to kind of succeed when they are in the World Series. They haven't really lost in the World Series since they've been back in the last, like you guys said, 10 years. So I'm going to go Boston on this one for experience. But Dylan, what about you for coaching?
For coaching, I gave it to Boston just because they've been a very well-coached team. They've tinkered with the lineup to get it right, to get everybody's sticks going, what best suited the team. And then just as far as, like we touched on earlier with the DH hitting, he's really been, you know, hitting the ball very well. And so I'd like to see what they're going to do with him whenever they go play in LA. But as far as right now, before everything getting going, I'm giving it to Boston.
Okay. I'm going to go LA on this one. The coach has been there, has a longer tenure there. He's got a longer relationship with all of the players and things like that. Of course, we talked about him being there last year. He's going to make adjustments. And I'm completely drawing a blank on his name. Help me out here, Ruben.
Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts. There you go. So Dave Roberts, he's going to make that adjustment this year whenever he needs to. He's going to say, you know what, Kershaw, I get it. You're a starting pitcher. You pitched a couple days ago. We need you in here for this one inning shutdown. We need you to do this. We need you to do that. He's not going to be afraid to call somebody's name even if they're a little bit tired. Whereas I think the Red Sox, Alex Cora, is it his first year? I mean,
it is
really
first year.
There's no experience for the coaching staff. So, Ruben?
Okay, I'm going to have to say toss-up. I know that's like a sellout. You know,
that's
like
okay.
That's like a maybe when you ask somebody a question. But you know what? I feel like it's a toss-up because Dave Roberts has the experience from last year. But you know what? They didn't even win. They barely went to game 163 to get into the playoffs. I mean, they kind of dragged themselves in. They played the Atlanta Braves, who are okay.
Yeah.
Not experienced in the playoffs. And then Milwaukee Brewers, who they just barely beat. So they're not – I mean, Alex Cora has been pulling all the right strings and – like, he's got 108 wins on the season. I mean, it looks like he's the seasoned veteran. You know what I mean?
So, it really does.
And to me, the only thing I don't like about Dave Roberts is when they were on a bad losing streak earlier in the year, they'd ask him questions like, hey, how come, you know, you guys got a great team and everything? And it was like he didn't really have a good answer. Like, oh, you know what? We're just not hitting the ball. And it's like, dude, you've got to think of a better reason for that. You know, as a coach, you've got to have, you know, ideas or something. But it just seems like
he's stagnant.
Yeah, he kind of figures it out as he goes along, but he's not really. But I feel like Alex Cora, he was the bench coach for the Astros last year. So to me, he's got experience from that too. So
no
to
doubt.
Me, it's a toss-up that it can go either way.
Two rings in 2 years? That might be the case, guys. Let's go for it. Last thing here, of course, we did our six categories. For me, it was a complete tie. Boston wins with starting pitching, hitting, and experience. And LA wins with relief pitching, home field advantage, and coaching. In that case, I'd say the Boston Red Sox have the pure advantage because starting pitching and hitting are the two most important factors in this case. And, of course, experience doesn't hurt. Ruben, what'd you end up with?
Well, I ended up with 3 for Boston, 2 for the Dodgers, and 1 was the toss-up. So yeah, the edge went to the
Boston the Red Sox. Okay.
And mine was also a toss-up. 3 for Boston, 3 for L.A. But I just feel, I don't know. I feel like home field with the relief pitching, I think L.A. is going to pull it out.
Okay. Well, okay, we're
so that's
see.
What we got to call it. We got to say.
Yeah.
I say Dodgers in 7. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to say Dodgers in 7.
Okay, I'm going to say Red Sox in 6. I don't see this going 7 games. I know that the reason I say that is because it's very, very hard to go back and forth so much and actually catch up and go back and forth. 7 games is not really easy to come by, and I know that these teams are very evenly matched up, but 6 games for me, Boston Red Sox pull it out. They finish off one of the best seasons ever with a World Series championship. Alex Cora gets number 2. Any last words before we go?
I think it was a good segment. Just keep watching the World Series and listen for our next podcast.
Enjoy y'all's weekend and be safe.
Guys, we're sponsored by Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market, Kaleidoscoops, Ice Cream and More, Fashion Eyeworks, and Bowen Insurance. We want to thank them for their support of us and the community. We're out. See us back next week, and we hope you enjoyed it. Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.